Hey, K-Casters, what's up? This is an impromptu recording because I found something that irritated me.
And I had no idea this was happening because I was consulting a friend.
Right, well, he got the vague things from me. But there's actually two things that irritated me. The one thing I can't go into too much because I don't know that much about it. The other thing, though, I have receipts because recently, as in, you know, yesterday, or today, whatever day it is, Edwan and Shanna
came. We're announced meeting.
Right. And a lot of people are very supportive of it. I happen to be one of them. I do not know either one of them well enough. And even if I didn't, guess what? This is going to be the main thing of this mini cast. They are grown adults.
And I mean, like, I get it. You love your idols, and like, you love that like fantasy of being able to be with them. But that they are grown adults. They need, you know, they have to do that. Like, people date just like how you date. They date too, because guess what? They're humans.
Yeah. Hi. Humans, feelings, emotions, and the shit that I have witnessed just on Twitter alone is enough to make them very upset. Now, granted, right. I didn't scroll over to the tweets yet. I have them screenshotted. I also have them labeled off to protect the users of Twitter so that y'all don't go after them like the sneaky fucks you are. But right now, the picture is J-Hope that Val drew for me. So the first one, this person said, K-Nets, why is Hyuna putting her chest near Edwan, our precious innocent baby? She is harassing him. He doesn't want her to touch him. Cube, LMAO, chill, they've been fucking. That one was just, it made me giggle.
Okay, hang on, wait. I love the supportive side of Twitter because they're constantly making jokes.
Exactly, like, which is why I screenshotted this.
Hang on, wait, I have screenshots of my own. Hang on.
All right.
I'm going to whip out my own screenshots because I got some good shit, trust me.
Oh, we love some tea.
I got some good shit.
But this one was like mainly it made me laugh. And
okay, this one, mm-hmm. day 7, 5, 6, 4, 8 days without sex, applied for a job under Cube Entertainment. And then there's this one that has a video. Most of the jokes that I screenshotted are 18 plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so this one goes, Queen knocking on Edon's door thinking he's asleep, but Hyuna opens the door with a strap on.
There was another one I saw that I didn't screenshot. And it was, I think it was Hyuna meeting Edwan's parents for the first time. It's like, or vice versa, or something like that. And it was like, this is my boyfriend. Oh, okay, cool. Who's the other person?
I have this one pulled up right now. I can screenshot that one. It's Hyuna's mom. Who is this boy? Hyuna, my boyfriend. Hyuna's mom. And the other boy? Hyuna, my boyfriend's
boyfriend.
Edwan and Hui both stay silent. Hyuna smiles.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, yes. This is what I love. This is proof that everybody's an idiot.
I found this one as well. Edwan, I want to try anal. Hyuna, okay, Edwan. Wait, why are you wearing a strap on? Hyuna, I thought you said you wanted to try anal.
Oh, baby.
Oh, wait, I got you. I got another one. It goes, unis, everyone is sleeping on Pentagon. Everyone makes up tons of Pentagon's dating rumors. Unis. I said everyone is sleeping on Pentagon, not sleeping with Pentagon.
I saw that one too. But I can't remember. Let me see this next one. Okay, here it goes. Hyuna and Edwan confirming a 2-year relationship makes you think about how most idols date but don't say anything because they think their fans wouldn't understand their happiness, and that breaks my heart.
That's exactly why idols date, but keep it a secret.
Yeah,
because they know that there's always going to be people who are upset about it, and everyone makes a huge deal out of it for no reason.
Exactly.
You act like dating is going to ruin, you know, everything that your idol has set up. It's not.
Like, I hate to break this to you people, especially the BTS fans. Guess what? I'm 90% sure all of BTS have lost their virginity already.
100%.
Apparently Taehyung lost his at 12. I don't know how he had the coconut bowl cut, but...
I've seen so many memes of that.
It was like, I lost his virginity at 12 years old. Not looking like that, he didn't. And then they showed a picture of him now, and the guy was spitting out his cereal.
Right.
It's like... And there's another point that will be talked about within the next couple tweets, because a lot of them do follow the same pattern. The next one I had said, fuck the fans who are dropping Idwan and Pentagon, and the fan sites who are closing because Idwan and Hyuna are dating. How ridiculous. You should be happy for them and supporting them. It's not your lives. Let them do what they want. Love who they want and live the way they want.
Bless. Honestly, no. The good thing is though, no Hyuna fan sites have shut down. No fans have dropped Hyuna because they every Hyuna fan is fucking mature.
Hold on.
You Pentagon fans like
Universe.
Right.
Actually, hold on. I was trying to cut you off mid-sentence, but you didn't hear me. Or ignored me. Yeah. Triple H has canceled all of their upcoming events.
Really?
Yeah. It was another thing that I had found on Twitter. 500 Pentagon fans have canceled their fan club and thing. I don't know if they're going to get their money back because it's one of the paid fan sites. Mm. But it's their fan club one.
Right.
But 500 fucking idiotic people have up and left all of Pentagon because they didn't agree with one thing.
Jeez.
That's 500 fucking people. And I've looked into these fan sites. It's like... it depends on... I think it's like nothing that depends on like what tier you buy. I can't remember exactly. Mm. But it's a lot of money.
It is.
Like... You're that fucking petty? This one, I said this one just made me smile. JYP, no dating. SM, you're only allowed to date when we say so, fuckers. YG, sure, date if you want. Cube, you're only allowed to date each other, LOL. Which, you know.
Did you see any of the people who were like, so is Cube? Can you really call themselves a family if everyone's fucking?
Sure, it's just called incest. I have no filter. Hi. This one was from MACD Magazine. MACD Productions is run by the amazing multifaceted ACG. And this was either her or one of her workers. And it says, raise your hand if you're upset about Idwan and Hyuna dating. Now raise your whole body. Now take it out the door. Which is true. If you genuinely have this much of a problem with them dating, fucking leave. We don't want you.
Right. I don't get why people exaggerate. There's no point.
No.
Let them date who they want to date. They are human. They deserve to have that option.
Exactly.
Just because that they're idols and just because they have a social standard, social status, doesn't mean that you have to go and take away one of the best things that someone can have.
Right.
Because honestly, like a lot of people look, relationships are kind of what builds society, right?
Yep.
And then I know that there's so many people who consider having children as one of the most beautiful things in life and one of the things that they really want to do. And you're out here trying to literally rip idols of that option.
Exactly.
That you're literally trying to rip that of them. Are you really going to rip someone's privilege of being able to make another living human being give life to something?
And see, here's where...
Just because
here's where I hate it, because it's a double-edged sword. Because a lot of, something that's not known is that a lot of women are not capable of having children.
Right.
And a lot of it's either due to stress, pre-existing medical conditions. Most of these female idols are on extreme diets. The
right.
chances of them being able to conceive a child down the line are very slim.
And for those of them who have managed to stay healthy, you know, because there are idols who do afford to be slim and stay healthy,
mm-hmm.
and all of that, you know, and you know, so for those female idols who are healthy, are you really going to tell them that they can't have kids just because that they're an idol,
right?
Just because that they have a social status, and just because that you want to, fantasize and be with them and shit. Is that really what you're going to do? You're going to
right.
literally rip away someone's happiness for their own satisfaction.
Right. Okay.
Like,
this next one. Fuck y'all if you drop your faves because they're dating someone. They make you happy, right? Then why can't they be happy? No, you're not going to fucking date your bias, but you can dream about it. But remember, that's not realistic. They have their own lives. Let them live in peace.
Right. All of this is going to be me constantly repeating myself.
It is. Because here's the thing. It comes down to it. If you marry to be a fan and date or marry your idol, congratulations, you're one of the few. I've said this before with American and British actors. We are only part of the reason they smile. The other part is someone who gave them that smile, which is going to be a significant other.
Right.
This next one is from Jose. It says, where's my mic? Hey, hate to break it to you, but you're never going to date your favorite K-idols. You don't own them. If you stop supporting them simply because they start dating, it just shows you only supported them because they were single. The immaturity and fraudulence jumped out.
Bless Jose. Oh, my God. Bless everyone who said that. Honestly.
Yep. Because we can fantasize about dating and marrying our idols all we want. It's not going to happen.
Right. But, like, no, and, like, it's not a bad thing to fantasize about your idol. Everyone's
right.
been there. Like we get it. You know, they're all really good looking. You know, one of them just might even be your type. You know, that's part of why they're your bias, right?
Mm-hmm.
So obviously you're gonna like think of, you know, what if, you know, but that's what fanfiction's for, honey. Let them live their life.
Exactly. And don't shove fanfiction down their throats. As much as you have your ship, chances are, unless your idol is bi or gay, it's not happening.
All right.
Do I have any more? No, that was my last screenshot. But
I do wanna add something real quick.
Go ahead.
Squee has now officially become the ultimate third wheel. Thank you for your time.
I did see that one as well. But another
it's
person,
cool,
I didn't screenshot this, but this is where I figured out about the 500 fans. It said, you know what? Bless the 500 fans who left their fan site, because now we'll actually be able to get tickets to their concerts, and they'll be saved for the real fans. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I agree. Because you are getting rid of the fake fans. But
right.
my thing is, somebody else put, the day that BTS comes on Twitter and announces that they're dating somebody, I'm avoiding the site.
Oh my God. I'm gonna delete my Twitter.
Dude, I'm all notifications off, all of them.
Just every single one. I will unfollow everyone.
Dude, I will block the GOT7 tag, not the GOT7, the BTS tag for like a week.
Bitch, I'm gonna block it for like a month. I'm gonna block the word BTS.
Yeah, right. Because that was another thing that people were like, oh, BTS hasn't posted anything on Twitter in forever. Bitch, guess what? They're busy. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
I found another one to add to the never again to be blonde list. Jungkook is officially blonde.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
you know, the little Machne is a nope.
nope.
But,
I haven't opened my Twitter. Let's see what disaster is happening on Twitter right now.
Well, actually, I have more cool news about J-Hope.
Oh.
He, apparently for the, In My Feelings music video, he put in a compilation of everybody doing the In My Feelings challenge, and J-Hope's there. And, but also on the note of being annoyed at, you know, the Twitter people, actually this one just files under people in general. I found out through a mutual friend that one of Yoongi's Sesong fans hit him. Like, they I don't want to pull my Twitter up because that would expose my Twitter, but
right.
But yeah, one of BTS's, or at least Yoongi's Sesong fans, was following him around doing the typical Sesong fan bullshit that needs to fucking stop, and hit him. And I'm like,
I actually found something interesting.
Go for it.
On a serious note, it's really shitty that K-pop fan culture has conditioned idols to feel the need to apologize whenever they reveal that they're in a happy relationship with somebody. And that fans expect that apology as if they are head honcho of these idols' lives, life affairs.
Because
they make them apologize for a billion things that things they don't have to. And everything is a scandal. When I was more active with K-pop in 2016, I was so done with overdramatic people. It was too annoying. I hope that improves and changes, because damn, they're human. I've lost count of the times my faves and others I've seen have apologized for things I'm like, I don't need that apology, and they don't have to others either. But because many fans leave, they restrain from things and over apologize.
They do. Like, they're, I know there's idols for still apologizing for things that happened years ago. But
right.
What happened with where that tweet came from, once it was announced about Idwan and Hyuna, they also issued an apology to their fans, not for hiding the fact they were dating, but for dating in general. And I'm like, what? Why? Why are you apologizing for being a fucking adult human being? Like, guess what? People date. People fall in love. But it's still that little delusion in the back of your head that you're going to marry one of these idols. And like I said, unless you're extremely fucking lucky, I don't know what you did in a past life, but you did something good. Like, because then there was, before I go on this part, I had another Sesong fan moment that I forgot that I learned about, but I learned about it. Apparently, I don't even know if this was a Sesong or a fan site, but basically, I think it was a fan site having Sesong fan behavior. Basically, they saw Taehyung on a plane, took pictures of him, and stayed on the plane with him for the remainder of the flight. Like, instead of getting off at their stop, they bought another ticket and kept going.
What the fuck?
Like, these idols have no privacy.
And, obviously, that's what happens with with just Korean companies' idol life in general, because your company owns you. And that's something you agree to the second you audition.
Right.
When you audition, when you fill out that audition paper and then you go and you audition and all of that, that's you consenting to your life being taken.
Right.
Because once you do get through the audition, right? The audition, you know, you're officially, you get through the wait of and then finally get to start your training, right?
Right.
Your training now. Your company now has control of your name, where you live, your cell phone, who who you talk to and who you hang out with.
Yep.
Who you room with, what you eat, when you eat, everything. Your entire life is handed over to your schedule.
Yep.
These idols have given up everything to be who they are and where they are today.
Exactly.
And the fact that they've already had their humanity stripped, and the fact that fans are willing to strip it from them more isn't right.
I say, because the main exhibit of that was, you were telling me about it before, was EXO fans.
Right. EXO fans won't let them date.
Exactly.
They won't. They refuse. And they said it to their face.
Exactly.
That's the worst part about it. With all these other fans, it's on Twitter and Instagram, and, you know, they're all on, like, SNS and everything complaining. But with EXO, it was straight to their face. They were told by their fans they could not date or have kids. To their face.
Which, I don't care that this goes for K fans, I fans. I don't care who the fuck you are. You have no right to say that to anybody.
You really do not.
Which is why I've said it before, and I will say it again. I will say it till I die. I say this a lot. But when recently BTS was followed in an airport. I don't remember where they were going, where they were coming from. But basically, a fan shoved their phone in Taehyung's face. And so he turned around, had it in selfie mode, and then shoved it in her face, acting like he was taking a picture of her. To me, that is an appropriate response to gain some privacy. Because people are like, oh, he was rude. He should have handled it better. I'm like, how much better could he have handled it? He had two options, what he did or punching her in the throat. Me, I'm crazy. I'll go for that second option.
And that's how you lose your job as idol.
No, so people are actually kind of trying to petition now to get female fans of idols who are not afraid to clock a bitch. Just
bro,
so
I'll
they're
to tell I don't even have to be female, bro. Bro, fucking sign me up. I will clock some. I'm gonna quote Queen Jessie right here.
Go for it.
I keep it classy, but I'll slap a bitch if I have to.
Yes.
Bro, I will clock someone for Leo. Don't even try me. For
not
anyone,
even,
actually.
I was gonna say, it doesn't have to be an idol I like. I cannot know anything about your group. If you need me to, like, stop fans from fucking crowding you, you best know I'll be pushing somebody.
Oh my god, I may be small, but I will throw you. Don't test me.
Go ahead. Because especially, cause, like, what I noticed a lot of the fans, because they're surrounding them in such a close area, there's a lot of pushing and shoving. People are going to get hurt. Not even not even just the idols. Other people are going to get hurt. You don't fucking think this shit through.
This is why that Purple Ribbon project was made. And what was
BTS.
It? Army couldn't do it, but Agassiz pulled it off perfectly fine. What was
exactly.
that? Is that because we're, oh, that's right, Agassiz are civil fucking human beings.
Pretty much. Like, the thing is, with when it came to the Purple Ribbon Project, in theory, it is a great idea. However,
right.
you need to be, you can't throw this group of people together the week of. You need
right.
to make sure they do not have these fucking crazy fan tendencies. Because that's exactly what didn't happen. They literally did not check anybody. Like, oh, you want to be part of the project? Cool, here's your ribbon. Here's what we're going to do. And these people
yeah.
fucking broke off and started chasing BTS along with the other fans. Like,
right.
Agassiz, however, we've witnessed it, like, arm with BTS, it's just recently, because they're recently blowing up, they're recently becoming a huge thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
with Agassiz, what people don't realize is, before GOT7 was as big as they are now, because they are not just big here in the States, they are big in Korea, they are big in China, they are big in Thailand.
Right.
Like, we've witnessed it happen so many times to our boys that they're like, no, this has to stop. For Jackson, who is as bubbly and energetic and, like, always willing to do God knows what for his fans, for him to squat down in the middle of a Chinese airport saying, please leave me alone, that's a breaking point.
Right. No idol should ever be cornered or pushed to the ground by their fans.
Exactly. Didn't that happen to...
Unless you have consent, never touch your idol.
Right. Even like I see I've seen like, you know, things, people posting it on Twitter where they go to Korea and they run into a member of, you know, BTS or GOT7. Some of them don't engage. They don't feel comfortable engaging, which is fine. Let the boys be normal. Let them walk without being hounded.
Right.
Then there's three levels of this. The second one is the fans who, you know, approach them, hey, I love your music. Would you mind if I take a picture with you? 9 out of 10, the answer you're going to get is no, at least from the manager. At that point, if the idol says, no, it's okay, we have this much time, I can stop and take one picture.
Right.
Then that will happen. That happened with a fan, and I think it was Jin Young. That, right. You know, he doubled back and he went, come on, quick, real quick. Like, you know, that's fine. But then there's the fans who ask if they can get a picture with the idol or ask to take a picture of the idol, and they get shot down and they get, oh, well, you think you're better than everybody. No. No, 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 no.
It's no, I'm not comfortable, or it's no, I don't have time.
Right, cause,
because I feel like people don't understand is that their schedules are filled to the brim with stuff. They're doing things every second of the day. They barely have time to rest.
Exactly.
There are some days where they don't get breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Like this was something I always knew that B2B always had like their schedule's always been filled and it was like crazy or whatever. But it didn't start kicking in until you watch Penil's YouTube channel. He has his own little YouTube channel where he vlogs. He vlogs his promotions and mm-hmm. things that he does during the day and stuff. So literally there's multiple occasions in his vlogs where he goes, I didn't have time to eat, so I have to eat in the car. And then it'll cut, and it goes, I didn't have time to eat in the car, so I have to go, so I have to go eat here. And then it was another cut, and then it's like, I can't eat now because I have to get ready, so I'm going to get ready, I'm going to perform, and then I'm going to eat. And then he doesn't get to eat until after everything's over.
Right. Like, even, there was a couple times, because GOT7 on VLive does their behind the scenes, you know, GOT Today, GOT7ing, they do all those things. And a lot of times you see the meeting in the car because they don't have time. But that being said, somebody, a coworker, because they know how much I love, you know, K-pop, and this is when, you know, GOT7 was my everything. Like, they were all I listened to. And they asked me, they're like, what would you do if GOT7 was in Philly? I'm like, well, number one, if they're in Philly, it's obviously my day off because I'm probably seeing them in Chinatown. Because here's the thing. Chinatown and the center of the city, Center City, they're so close together that's where a lot of the tourist stuff is. So they're going to be in that area, and they're like, okay, but what would you do? I'm like, honestly, if I'm on the same side of the street as them, wave politely, keep walking. If they want to stop and engage, that's on them. I know they want time to relax. I don't want them to feel, you know,
right,
oh my God, it's a fan. Cause at that point, and I like, know there's a couple, there's a few members of the group who would stop. And, you know, want to talk and say hi. But JB, Jin Young, maybe Young Jay, Mark, they're not going to want to talk. They're going to appreciate, you know, just the small wave. Jackson, right. Bam Bam, Yugyeom, maybe Young Jay, like, they'd probably want to stop and talk.
Right.
Which is cool. I would gladly give them a couple minutes of my, you know, I would gladly stop what I'm doing and talk with them and say, you know, thank you for your music. I love it. This, that, and the third. Enjoy your stay.
Right.
You know, and then at that point, is it too much trouble to get a picture? If the answer is no, that's cool. But
And this is the thing, because I don't know, you know, there might, for any person, any K-fan that ends up stumbling upon our podcast or whatever, as someone who's been in Korea, lived in Korea, I know what it's like to see an idol. I may not know them personally. I may not recognize them. You see idols walking because you know what? They live there. Oh my God. Biggest realization of 2018.
Oh my God. They're a Korean group and they live in Korea?
I didn't know that. Oh my God. Oh my God. But like, seriously though, like I get if you see an idol out on the street in Korea, this probably is their only break. Let them enjoy it. Do exactly as what Brianna said. you know, wave to them maybe, you know, if you see them. And maybe if you, and if you do have the courage to walk up and, you know, say hi, say quickly, say what you need to, and maybe possibly ask for a picture, go for it. But do not be rude.
Right.
Do not be rude under any circumstances. I didn't realize that we had to teach people not to be dicks.
Oh, don't you know this? It's oof. There is a quote from an American actor named Darren Criss, and it's, be nice to people because nobody likes an asshole.
Right.
And a lot of things Darren Criss says, I take to heart because he's known for writing inspirational music. He's known for being extremely blunt during interviews. Hell, he showed up in an interview for Billboard wearing glittery nail polish. Boy is as straight as a goddamn pole. He has a fiance. Her name is Maya. I lost fans on my Tumblr because I protected Maya. Because when they found out that Darren Criss had a girlfriend, so it's not just K culture, this is American culture as well. Get ready for this one. They proceeded to find her email and send her death threats.
Because he's straight?
But not only because he's straight, but for them dating. People, Darren Criss was a star in Glee, and people could not wrap their heads around the fact that he was essentially gay for pay. Like, he played a gay character. He is very open, and he loves the LGBT community. However, just because he has that courage doesn't mean he's straight. I'm sorry. He's not dating Chris Colfer in real life. We can write fan fictions about it. We can remember their time together on Glee where they were boyfriends and then engaged and then husbands. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But for all intents and purposes, the man is as straight as a goddamn pole. Or at least a piece of spaghetti. You know, it's just, you know, straight till it gets wet. But he actually, and I will make sure I link it in the YouTube when I go to post stuff. He has a song called Not Alone. And it is probably one of the most beautiful pieces of music I ever heard. Which, that reminds me, I got to show you Darren Criss one day. He did something specific that is entertaining.
Okay.
Other than forgetting his own lyrics. He's good for that too. Train of thought. Yeah. Don't be an asshole to people. Like,
why can't we just love each other, especially since we're all in the same community?
Exactly. And, you know, here's the thing. But people don't seem to comprehend this, and I've caught this on as I got older. When we're teenagers and we're in high school, or at least in my case, because I liked anime, I was considered weird. Now, if you think about it, K-pop are just anime people that we realized are real. Like, I'm sorry, Wanho is a perfect example of that one. But, because my friend, with Wanho, one of the pictures of him shirtless, I sent to my friend, and I also sent a picture of him being squishy, and I said, this is why I have trust issues. My friend screenshotted the picture of Wanho, and she went, he looks like he popped out of a damn anime. Like, she flat out told me she wants to see him play Tuxedo Mask. And I'm like, I'm here for it.
I would so be okay with that.
100%.
Can one whole star rose with me? Off topic.
No, that's kind of on topic because we can talk about it. We would like it to happen. Is it going to?
Eh. No. The only way one whole would throw a rose at me is if I asked him to. Like, could you imagine me at a friggin' Month's X concert front row? Wano, can you throw this at me?
Wano, like, just take off your shoe and just throw it at me. It's fine.
just smack me right here, right on my cheek. Just go for it.
You at the Day 6 concert.
Yeah, me. Wano, hit me with your piano.
Just take your keyboard and smack me with it. It's fine.
It's fine. I'll live. Now, of course, going off of this, I would never do this in real life because exactly. I'm a single human being.
Right. And another thing is, my thing is, you have the confidence to say mean things to your idols between Twitter and in person.
I don't.
I cursed at Rocky from Astro. Astro was probably the squishiest fucking group in the K industry right now. And I cursed at the main dancer. I couldn't make words for the rest of them. Straight up, I couldn't make words. MJ noticed I stopped breathing. Moonbin smiled at me. Sana couldn't make eye contact, bless. But, and the other two laughed at me the rest of the time. When it comes to meeting your idols, if you can manage to make a fucking cohesive sentence, bless.
I've seen multiple people who are able to go up and just talk to their idols like it's nothing. I would be there on the floor having a fucking seizure.
I would forget how to speak and they'd think there's a problem with me. Or I'd start talking and I'd stutter and they'd think there's a problem with me. Like,
either way, it doesn't look good for you.
No, oh my god, please, do not let me near GOT7 or BTS, please. Don't let me near them. At least, like, you know, BAP and VIX, if I say, oh, fuck, they're going to laugh.
Right.
Because VIX, guess what? Two of the members are older than me. BAP, mm-hmm. couple of the members are older than me, but only by a couple months. Like, mm-hmm. it's for me to curse in front of them, not as big as a problem. Don't let me near certain members of Super Junior, because that's a whole different kind of cursing.
I mean, I feel like the thing is, though, I'm so blessed. Bless the Starlight fandom, honestly. Bless Starlight.
Dude.
Because we are the most civil and the most quiet fandom
you could ever see. When I joined the VIX Amino, Starlights are the fucking most welcoming fandom.
Yes. Oh, my God. Literally, one day I decided to branch out from the groupie Amino. And I was like, it would only make sense to go to the VIX Amino, right?
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to go to the VIX Amino and I'm going to join. I joined, and then within literally the first 15 minutes of joining, I had several posts on my wall welcoming me.
Exactly.
And then when I finally made my introduction post, I put it under the meme section because I added memes in it because that's me. And they were like, oh, welcome, it's nice to meet you. And they just went on, and I was like, Jesus.
I was like, I'm going to go, I'm pulling out my VIX Amino right now, just so I can say, hold on.
I have never met people so overjoyed and happy to see someone joining an Amino in my entire life.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry,
even the groupie Amino wasn't that nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, y'all were nice, but, like, y'all were, like, mediocre.
Oh, thanks. Okay, I have the main...
As in welcoming me in. Y'all were like, yo, what's up? We're crackheads. That's about it.
Okay,
And then we went on. One
of the curators welcomed me to the Amino, but then, like, just within that, like, you know, I'm just having my main thing pulled up, and it says, it was my introduction one, and within that, one person, I don't know, two, you, three... Four people welcomed me, with the exception of you. You went, hi, best friend.
Let's see. Okay. So just going straight off of mine, I got one. Oh, wait. Oh, Jesus. One, two, three. Or not to mention the people I conversated with in that was just on my wall. I had on my actual introduction post,
mm-hmm.
One, two, three, that's you, four, five, six people on my post.
Yeah, like they were so welcoming. And as soon as, like, I had messages from people who I had never talked to. Oh, hey, welcome to the Amino. Oh, thanks. And it was just the typical questions. Who's your bias? What's your favorite album? What's your favorite song? Those typical things. And it's just like, granted, on the group Amino, we didn't really do that. We eventually did introduction posts when more people came. When we got the first wave of new Amino people, which was before you came. You know, we did make introduction posts, like, explaining who our bias was and this, that, and the third. But
right.
For the most part, it was just, okay, here's the main chat. Go talk in there.
Right.
Great.
Which, honestly, like, I like, considering on looking at how it's run, I'm not surprised.
Nope, not at all.
Because at this point, the Uminos have been abandoned.
Oh, yeah.
And it's ours now. PD, it's ours.
Yep, it's PD, you don't make an appearance enough. Sorry, my dude.
God Fans runs it. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fans is God now, by the way.
Bob?
God.
God, G-O-D.
Yes.
Okay. That was new to me. That's fine.
Yeah, within our whole family tree, Fans is just everyone's father, so we're like, okay, God, cool.
Yeah, thanks for that. I got an. Do you know how much I confused Rob the other day when you messaged me? By the way, you have a granddaughter and a great granddaughter now.
Oh yeah. Christine made a family tree. I'll show it to you later.
Okay. Because my thing is, like, within the Amino, I love our dynamic as friends.
Right.
Like,
we're not friends anymore. We're family.
Exactly. We've been family since day one.
No, literally, we have named each other family. Also, Christy, DJ, and Christine are in a polyamorous relationship now.
Wait, what?
They're not dating, but, like, they're dating. Yeah.
Got it. Makes sense. Okay, cool.
Cool. And DJ is that link that stops it from being incest.
Oh. Okay.
DJ is yeah, because Christy is Sojin's daughter, right. Who Sojin's is my sister, which makes Christy my niece, and Christine is my great-granddaughter, so...
So I, on top of being having a great-granddaughter, I'm a great-aunt?
Yes.
Okay. Cause...
So let me explain the family tree. It's, this is how it goes. So, God Fans, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's you, then me and Sojin.
Right, you're my kids.
Then Kaylee, because Kaylee's my daughter.
Right.
Kaylee and Christy, because Christy's Sojin's kid. And then Kaylee had kids. Kaylee's daughter is Christine. Christine and June had... No, Christine and June are brother and sister. June's daughter is small.
Fuck.
And, yeah.
This is a fun family tree. Why couldn't it have stopped with you and Sojin's? I was fine having a son and daughter.
And then, it starts out DJ being Christine's potential friend / potential girlfriend. And then Christy decided to take both Christine and DJ for her own. And now Christine calls Christy mommy. It's weird.
Listen, when I explained it to Rob, I'm like, put it this way. I'm straight, my son's gay, my daughter's a lesbian, and I have a lesbian granddaughter and an open great-granddaughter. And he went, what?
Yes.
I was like, I am the only straight. It's fine.
Well, I mean, does Christine really count as open?
Christine files in with me. She's straight but open. We had this conversation the other day in the chat. Yeah, so.
That's the thing.
Me and Christine just file under Demi. That's where we file under the LGBTQ+ section.
Right. Cool.
It works. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's totally cool. All right, sorry. That, you know what that means? That means that, like, literally. Oh, okay. That means that literally, like.
Am I cutting this part out?
The entire is under the LGBTQ+ umbrella. That's where we're at.
Hold on. I'm going to have to expose my Twitter real quick because the Just Life just tweeted something and there were claps in it.
Well then.
So, it's all right. Y'all can follow me on Twitter. I'm fine with this shit. Jess. Oops, not mess. She is a mess, but let's not go there. Did you ever watch that video I sent of her and her dating problems? Oops.
I did not.
Oh my god. You gotta get on that shit. We thought we had dating problems. Holy shit. All right, y'all, this is also a free promo for the Jess Life. Follow the Jess Life because she's amazing. Okay. She put with a clap in between each word. Y'all don't own them. They can date who they want to date. Hashtag fake fans. Because here's the article from Soompi. Triple H cancels upcoming scheduled activities. And I'm opening the Soompi article. Okay. It has been announced that Triple H promotions for the recent album Retro Futurism are now over. Following cancellations for a fan sign event and their appearances on music shows, Cube Entertainment commented on August 4th. It is true their core music, Inkigayo, and fan sign event schedules have all been canceled. Promotions for this album have been canceled with yesterday's Music Bank as the last, and that was August 4th. The original article, Triple H has canceled some of their upcoming schedules. Scheduled at the earlier dating reports surrounding the members. On August 3rd, Hyuna and Pentagon's Idwan personally confirmed that they were in a relationship and had been dating for 2 years. This followed an initial denial from Cube Entertainment on August 2nd. The agency has also responded to rumors that Pentagon's Hui has been dating Sujin, in which Cube stated that the two had previously been dating but they were no longer in a relationship. Triple H performed on KBS's Music Bank as planned on August 3rd, but changes have been made to the schedule on August 4th. The unit group was set to have a fan sign event at 7 p.m. Korean Standard Time, with the list of attendees scheduled to be announced on 10 p.m. Korean Standard Time on August 3rd. However, Cube Entertainment has made the announcement on August 4th that the Triple H fan sign event that was scheduled for today has been canceled due to internal affairs. We apologize for everyone who applied for the event and posted the link for those who wish to get a refund for the albums they had purchased. Cube also offered a refund to those demanding it. And to me, that's fucking stupid. But the whole point of not loving an idol for who they date is fucking stupid.
Going off of that, Toby, shout out to Toby.
Oh, I love Toby.
I know, right? The little small bean of the former therapy team. Is she even a part of former therapy anymore? I don't know.
I have no idea, but no matter what, Toby's Toby and I love her and she gives amazing hugs. Yeah.
So, Toby tweeted, if you're dropping Edong because you found out he's dating Hyuna, he's really not losing anything. And I'm like, preach!
Exactly.
Because honestly, like, they shouldn't have to give refunds. They shouldn't have to cancel their schedules. They shouldn't have to lose fans. None of this should be happening just, oh, okay, hang on, wait. Can a member of BTS announce that they have a girlfriend/boyfriend too, just so all the fake fan armies will show up their asses and we can do some spring cleaning?
Hello, I saw that one as well. I might have retweeted it. I'm not sure. But
Vera retweeted it. That's why I saw it.
I can't remember if I retweeted it or not, but I did see that. And yes, bless, please.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I've said it before, if you're a fucking solo stan, get out. We don't want you.
Seriously.
But that being said, hold on. I'm going to reiterate this. If you're a solo stan who can appreciate the other members and not bring them down, fine. By all means, welcome. We love you. However, if you're only going to stan, and I'm going to call out the fucking Jungkook fan one again. I don't even know if they still have a Twitter. I don't care. However, if you're only going to stan one member of one group and bring down the other members, get the fuck out. We do not want you. Like, is Jungkook my bias? No. J-Hope is. Do I support everything he does? Yes. That being said, Seokjin opened a fucking restaurant. I want to go.
Oh, I heard it's good, but, like, decently expensive.
Decently expensive for Korea or decently expensive for America?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Just yes?
Yes.
Because I was going to say, we got some restaurants here in Philly that one night for two of you will cost you over $400. And that's decently priced.
If you didn't know, because Edward Avila, follow him on YouTube, Twitter. Yes. And, well, he does not Twitter. Follow him on Instagram. my baby. I love him. He actually went to Jin's restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they use fresh meat, fresh vegetables. Everything is fresh, but the waiting line is so long that people are literally sitting in there all day after they finish just to talk because they want to be in, hoping to see Jin.
Okay, that's stupid. Let me break this down for you people who want to hang around to see Jin. For starters, next month, towards the end of the month, BTS is having a comeback. You ain't seeing him. Not only are they having a comeback, they are doing a world tour. The you trying to see him at this present point is not going to happen.
Right. And they had to, like, at some point, like, they almost ran out of food, and they had to cut the line at 20, and then anyone else who was after that got sent home.
Yeah, because it happens. Restaurants, I work in a restaurant. We do buy things in bulk, but not enough for a week. Like, at least 3 times a week, we got to go back to the store and get more fresh ingredients. So, you know, you're sitting there and you're hanging around waiting for Jin. Guess what, sweetie? You're better off just, like, hanging outside Big Hit Entertainment trying to see him. And even then, guess what? At this point, with how big they are, they're probably going through the back door. Oh, wait, I just forgot. Do you know somebody, because as much as I love BTS, do you know my coworker tried to tell me about BTS today? She was like, oh, that K-pop group. I'm like, you're not specific. She goes, you know, the K, you know, K-pop. I'm like, yes, that is the genre of music, not the name of the group. I had to explain this to her. And she goes, oh, yeah, well, they're going to be on Ellen. I'm like, no. They were already on Ellen twice.
Twice.
They were on James Corden twice.
Twice.
They are about to do a world tour and they're scheduled a comeback. They're not doing anything other than practicing. They are not in LA. You really think fan sites would be all over this shit? And she goes, but it was a pre-recording saying next week they were going to have BTS on there. Guess what? It's an old episode. Check your fucking listings before you try and tell people something. Because...
Wait, this is great. Even though Hyuna and Hyojun, Edon, are in a heterosexual relationship, it's still a win for the gays.
No, oh my god, somebody else posted, it said Edon. Well, it said his real name. I what was it again?
Hyojun.
Hyojun?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, Hyojun, just know whenever you hold Hyuna's boobs, you are holding my world in your hands. Take care of them.
I saw Okay, this is great. Edon getting a call from his phone. Hui, hi, you still call your dad daddy? Edon looking Hui straight in the eyes.
Hi, Hyuna. I did see that one as well. Because here's the thing. Those of us who are supportive of it are going to make jokes about it. And we're going to make those kind of jokes. Or we're going to flat out say that we are supportive. Tell you what. Edwan, Hyuna, if you guys do for some odd reason hear this podcast, I am not an active member of your fandoms, and I support you.
I am.
You're both.
Yes. I love both Hyuna and Edwan. Like, Edwan is my bias in Triple H.
Nice.
So my thing is... When I heard, I was like, oh.
My thing is...
I was like, this is great.
I've heard Hyuna. I've seen Pentagon. I saw Pentagon live at KCON New York this year. Everything I heard, I loved. Can I call myself actively in the fandom because I love their songs? No, I know relatively nothing about them.
Hey, however, you know what's funny? I don't know if you're going to edit this out, but if you do, oh well. Can you believe the Edon that you saw at Pentagon at KCON was getting punched in the ass by Hyuna?
Yes.
Because they've been together for before Triple H, which is the best thing. I find that the best thing because I've seen multiple tweets of people being like walking into like Pentagon's dorm and be like, I want my boyfriend and my boyfriend's best friend and we're creating a subunit And then Cube's like, you can't. And it's like, oh, I'm doing it.
It's mine now. Guess what? I have tits. I win.
Honestly, this is coming from a gay boy. Kiana's tits are beautiful.
This is coming from a straight girl. Yes, they are.
Like, there's I've seen, three different compilations of Kiana just popping her boobs during a song, and I'm like, why are you such a queen?
Mm-hmm.
Who told you? I'm sorry, no one told her. She decided that she was gonna, be a queen herself.
Yep. All right, this was supposed to be a mini podcast, and it's already hitting an hour, and I do have to edit one slight part out. But, So on that note, I think it is appropriate for us to say goodnight.
Yeah.
We will be posting once Jenna is done editing.
haven't started.
there's not much that has to be edited out, but.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for tuning into our mini podcast. Keep an eye out for our next podcast coming, which will be coming out on early Monday morning, Eastern Standard Time. And then also, Monday...
Support Hyuna and Edan!
Yes. Support Hyuna and Edan. If you touch Yoongi again or any member of any fucking K-Idol group, please, I will give you my address willingly so I can knock you the fuck out. but we have a special guest tuning in with us. As I choke on the word special guest.
This is just a little thing that might have been hinted at on the Amino. I'm working on something. I'm not saying what it is. Working on something.
I saw it and I look forward to it, and we will post it on here when it comes out if you want to.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. But next Monday we will be recording again Monday night, mm-hmm. with one of our very good friends. My Nam Dong Sang Sang.
Our special child. He's not our child.
It is one of our very good friends who we are called affectionately the Three Musketeers. And we will be talking about
We're JBJ 2.0.
Yes, we are. We are JBJ 2.0, and I still love the fact that that's what we are. But mm-hmm. keep an ear out, because we will be talking about the 17 comeback, the Momoland comeback. Not Momoland, Mamamoo.
Momoland.
Ooh, smack me. I've been drinking too much.
Clearly.
17, Mamamoo, Astro, Card, SF9, and the long-awaited, very first Stray Kids comeback. I sent him a picture of Chan earlier and he wanted to kill me.
Yeah, so why? Because I was avoiding the teaser photos.
I'm not gonna send you Woojins then.
Stop.
And then our special guest spoiled what Felix looks like in the chat.
Unfortunately.
It looks good on him though. But we will be talking.
Basically, just look forward for multiple things coming up because of the massive schedule that idols have been having recently.
Jeez. I know, right? Basically, these are our favorite comebacks of July, and that's how it'll be listed, because come August, there are several more comebacks we will have to talk about. Even though Stray Kids is technically August, but we're working with schedules here.
Right, we're just going to group it into July.
Right, we're grouping it in with July because it should have been in July, but JYP sleeping.
He's old, let him sleep.
Truth. Anyway, he
dodged the entire cult thing, let him sleep.
Oh god, the cult thing. We'll talk about that another day. On that note, thanks for tuning in to this mini podcast. We hope to see you next time. Good night.
Good night.
And we are done.